Coming up on show 723, we are asking the question if EV car makers can survive the forthcoming shutdown. Let's answer that question. Stick around. Also talking about Nissan going all electric for their drive trains. Well, sort of electric-ish. It's complicated. We'll discuss. ABB completing their acquisition of a charging provider. The BMW 7 Series going all electric and an all-electric Porsche Macan. It's not going to be soon, but it's coming. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. Show 723. So show 722 was actually last Tuesday. Where have I been? What's been going on? For those that follow me on Twitter, apologies for the false start as well, saying that I was feeling better. As you can probably hear, I'm still not right. But that's been a really bad virus. A quick update, I've been off my feet with a chest infection, and it really did sap all of my energy. Last Wednesday started to come down with it, and then pretty much lost Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to it. I thought I was over it on Sunday, then I thought I was over it on Tuesday, and then really, and I lost my voice as well, and then really only today have I started to feel more human again. So I'm so sorry that I've been away. It's just a seasonal flu. It's not the dreaded COVID-19. In fact, I would say it's the opposite of that, if that makes possible sense. You know, with coronavirus, you are one of the symptoms that everybody gets is the dry cough. I've had the opposite. Yeah, I know what that means. A wet cough. I'll let you fill in the blanks on that. However, it's definitely not been the dreaded coronavirus. I've been no fever, checking my temperature every day because obviously I have a family and I've been around people. But no, absolutely not. Just something that's completely coincidental with the news that's going around at the moment and probably very seasonal and just really hit me hard. And I'm so sorry that I couldn't update you sooner, but I've just been spending days in bed. Anyway, enough about me. Let's get on with the EV news. And I'm going to mention this at the beginning in the hope that you feel that we've addressed COVID-19. And then we don't need to come back to it on this podcast, I would say. You know, you're getting your news from a lot of places at the moment, and I don't think you need yet another outlet banging on about it. Very serious subject, of course, and deserves due coverage. But you know what? Let's make this podcast about what it should be about. Not me and my illness and not COVID-19, but it is affecting car makers like Toyota, like Honda. The big three have also shut down their manufacturing plants. Mercedes is keeping its Alabama factory open, but it'll probably run out of parts pretty soon. Tesla may or may not be contradicting the legal order not to do anything in their place and produce cars. Ford doesn't want to sit on a mountain of repossessed vehicles. And that all says Jalopnik. That means that places like Honda's plant in Wuhan in China is one of the only places where you can have a car made, right where the outbreak began, back up and running. In fact, we heard from a friend of the show, supporter of the podcast as well, Rupert Mitchell, who is the chief strategy officer of WM Motor, on the podcast probably 3-4 weeks ago. Goodness me, time flies. And even when coronavirus was not being talked about on these shores, but was a big thing in China, and he was saying even then, China had got over the worst of it. Workers were coming back to factories. They were able to get things up and running again. So go and listen to that show. It was a Saturday special with Rupert maybe a month ago. Fascinating insight to what they had just been through in China. He was in the UK for a few days and some leisure time. And he was very interesting to talk to, so I recommend listening to that. Well, according to Bloomberg, Daimler's US sport utility vehicle factory is at risk of shutting down because of a shortage of parts coming from Europe, according to a notice sent to workers. And Gina Teslarati notes that Tesla is going to be suspending its production at their Fremont factory and Buffalo, New York as well. That begins on March 24th. That's in response to local shelter-in-place mandates. That's officially what they call it, shelter-in-place, to prevent any more spread of coronavirus. And that was a statement coming from Tesla yesterday on Thursday. Well, the company notes that operations at their Nevada factory, along with its other facilities, including its service and the supercharging network, of course, they do remain operational. And I'll pop a link to all those stories in the show notes if you want to read more. But can EV car makers survive a shutdown? Well, Morgan Stanley says that Tesla is in a really good position. They're strong enough to financially afford several months of shutdown of operations at Fremont. According to Electric, Pierre Farago at New Street said that Tesla can survive five whole quarters with simply the cash they have on hand, no extra borrowing required if their Fremont factory goes through a total shutdown. Well, Tesla has about $3 billion of cash on hand. And a $600 million cash burn per quarter is what they are predicting. The operating costs of keeping the company going, but not actually selling any cars or making any cars either. So not exactly paying suppliers for parts that you're not using. So those costs aren't there. But $600 million a quarter isn't the most amount of money, which seems a mad thing to say. Of course, it's a huge amount of money. But they can self-finance for five quarters. In conclusion, even an extreme scenario. We were talking 12 weeks. Now I hear politicians talking about a 20-week potential economic shutdown where we're all asked to socially distance and stay at home. And who knows, this could be 2 weeks and it could be 20. And you have certain experts in the field saying, well, actually, you know, till a solution is found, it could be a long time. Well, however long it is, certainly in Tesla's case, they seem to have operations covered for multiple quarters. Tesla would take remedial actions, of course, like stopping the Shanghai developments, stopping Gigafactory Berlin, if they needed to. They can do certain things. What about a car maker like NIO? Well, the Chinese electric vehicle maker NIO has raised substantial doubt of their ability to continue its business because of the ongoing financial difficulties that have been exacerbated by the coronavirus. The reduced EV subsidies in China also played a part, says Nora at Electrive. Well, NIO have responded in a statement by saying the company's cash balance is not adequate to provide the required working capital and liquidity for continuous operations for 12 months. The company's continuous operation depends on their capability to obtain sufficient external debt or equity financing. Such external financing could have come from the city government of Hefei, I think is how I would say that. However, the agreement to raise 10 billion yuan to set up a new facility is not finalised. So let's talk about some more positive news then. Well, Nissan have confirmed they're going to be going all electric for new cars, at least in their home market of Japan. But let me decipher for you what that phrase means, all electric. Nissan Motor Company will sell electric drive versions of every new and redesigned model in their domestic Japanese market starting in 2020. As they shift further away from gas power under tighter emissions, Nikkei has learned, well, the key phrase in there is electric drive, and I wouldn't exactly agree with the Nikkei article that says they're transitioning away from gasoline power, because what electric drive means in Nissan's world is e-power. That is where you fill, there's no plug socket on the car, on the e-power cars, and this is the hybrid version of how Nissan do it in Japan, and it sells really, really well, by the way. I think it's the Note does really big business for the e-power. No plug socket. Fill the car with fossils, but then there's a small engine operating, admittedly, in a more economic way, more efficient way, I should say, that acts as a motor generator that charges a battery, very, very small battery, and that small battery is constantly charging, discharging, and then the wheels are only ever driven by an electric motor powered by the very small battery. So I have concerns about the longevity of that. It's quite new technology in terms of the longevity of the batteries, but all the doomsayers over batteries have been proven wrong over the years, and so maybe my worries are unfounded there. I do worry that with a small battery, you are putting it through many, many more charge and discharge cycles, but I don't know the exact technology they're using. Could be fine. And the automaker, Nissan, says they're going to be rolling out an all-electric sport utility vehicle in the second half of 2020 and an all-electric DAYZ, D-A-Y-Z, minicar next year in 2021. But as for the non-all-electric cars, what Nissan would call a hybrid, I guess, what I'm calling, well, they are called e-power cars, the hybrids will be using their e-power system, and they want to generate 50% of their sales in Europe and 30% of their Chinese sales from these electric drive vehicles by 2022. It's an interesting take on electrification. Of course, you can use an engine in a more efficient manner, but ultimately, there's no plug socket on the car. and therefore it's a purely combustion car. I know it's driven by electric motors, but it's purely a combustion car, and for that reason, I'm less keen. Let's move on. A charging story. ABB has completed their acquisition of a majority stake in ChargeDot. ChargeDot Shanghai New Energy Technology Company Limited. Catchy. The transaction was announced last October. Since their establishment 11 years ago, ChargeDot has made a big contribution to the uptake of EVs in China. The company supplies AC and DC charging stations and the necessary software platform to a range of customers like EV manufacturers, EV charging network operators, and even real estate developers. The acquisition by ABB is expected to strengthen their relationship with the leading Chinese EV makers and broaden ABB's e-mobility portfolio, with hardware and software developed specifically for local requirements, as well as service offerings. This next car's exciting. We're talking an all-electric BMW 7 Series. BMW's next generation Series 7 luxury sedan will include an all-electric, pure electric version. According to the Autocar website, they've announced at a press conference the 7 Series will come in four versions: gas guzzler, diesel guzzler, plug-in hybrid, better, and fully electric. Best, says Engadget. Oliver Zipser, who is BMW's chairman of the board of management, told attendees of the call that an all-electric version of the 7 Series will be the most powerful version of all four. Of course it will. EVs are better. Well, the zero-emission 7 Series will be powered by the fifth-gen technology that BMW have in their locker. That's the one that's going inside the new iX3. Yeah, that's the car not coming to America. And also, the i4, which looks like a nice sedan. So the technology that is available to BMW cars from later this year onwards. Right, talking of cars that are a couple of years away, because the 7 Series is, let's talk Porsche. There's no question that Porsche isn't shy about moving to the electric world. Barring small operations like Rimac, Porsche seems more aggressive than others in the supercar realm when it comes to embracing EV power. We've known for a while that the Macan is going to go fully electric, but a new report from Automobile Vosch gives us insight into an exact timeline, says Motor One. Perhaps more interesting is that rumours also suggest the Macan is going to go entirely electric starting in 2024. That's a gutsy move from Porsche, as the Macan has become the company's best-selling vehicle in a pretty short amount of time. Okay, not exactly a performance car, but a nice car nonetheless is the Kia Niro EV. Or the e-Niro, depending on what they call it in the country where you live. The Kia Niro EV has changed slightly for its 2020 model year in the USA. Costs $590 more versus the last year's car. Starting price of $40,210 after factoring in a destination fee of $1,120, says Green Car Reports. The price hike applies to both the base version, the EX base version of the Niro EV, as well as the better spec'd EX Premium. Well, features have been stepped up as well. Even though you're paying more money, you get more for your money. Both the 2020 versions include new infotainment screens, echoing the hybrid version of the Niro. A 8-inch and 10.25-inch touchscreens replace the old 7 and 8-inch screens respectively. The Niro EV carries forward its EPA range rating, no change to the battery, 239 miles. Although some people that have driven the Kia e-Niro with a careful right foot in the right kind of climates as well actually finds the real world range is far above its cousin car, the Kona, at 258 miles. All right, we've mentioned the Kona. Let's mention that car now. The company behind it, Hyundai, finally started the delivery of their Kona Electric, which is made at the European manufacturing plant in the Czech Republic. Current European production is at 150 Konas a day, Kona Electrics a day, and they plan to produce 35,000 units over the next year, though, to ramp up that production, says Push EVs. The batteries are going to be made in Europe as well, reducing the distance that it's travelling. Hyundai are going to give customers the opportunity to track the arrival time of your new Kona Electric. Once you order your Kona Electric, you get a tool online that tracks the car from initial production to final shipments. This year, Hyundai expects to deliver 80,000 zero-emissions cars to European customers. That's the Kona Electric and the Ioniq Electric. And final one today. back on the podcast. Here in Europe, the 9% of total Renault passenger car sales went to being electrically powered, says Inside EVs. Well, February was the second best month for all-electric car sales by Renault, which globally, mostly in Europe, let's face it, sold about 7,500 vehicles that were all-electric power. And we know that's the Zoe ZE50, the new version of it. Tomorrow, by the way, if you want to check out a YouTube channel called EV Nick, E-V-N-I-C-K, EV Nick, he's got the world's first right-hand drive YouTube review of the Zoe ZE50. That's being published on Saturday, the 21st, if you are listening to this in delay. Well, they sell EVs mostly in Europe at Renault, and of course across Europe they're also fighting with a virus outbreak, so I doubt any of those sales figures are going to be record-breaking over the next couple of months, but I would love to be proven wrong. Well, there we go. I made it to the end. Voice just about holding up. Thank you for your patience whilst I have been away. Apologies again. Question of the week will return next week. No point setting one now as it is Friday. But a heartfelt thank you to the patrons who emailed me when I was off to say, hope you're okay, even better. And also for those that stuck with me as well. Thank you very, very much. It means a lot to have your support, your moral support, financial support as well, of course, goes a long way to making this show happen, to furthering the cause and to educating thousands of people every single day about electric vehicles and the journey we're on. You can check it out if you want to. Patreon is patreon.com/EV News Daily. Right, thank you very much to my premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Avid Technology, Brightsmith for Clean Tech Talent, and my latest premium partners, Porsche of the Village Cincinnati and Audi Cincinnati East. If you want to get in contact, you can find me on the socials. I'm back online. And I would love to hear from you. Just search EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day. Catch you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.